A number of people may feel dizzy, unwell, or even vomit while traveling by car, boat, plane, or train, a condition known as motion sickness. In this week's feature on health, sanitation, and fitness, we explain what causes this condition and what can be done to manage it. Our reporter Abraham Orisha-Barubasa has details of this report.
According to health professionals, motion sickness is common among children aged 2 to 12, pregnant women, and people who suffer from migraines. Symptoms include nausea, vomiting, dizziness, headache, cold sweats, paleness, tiredness, and increased salivation. I spoke with locals, including Doreen Musim and David Habasa from Kabale Municipality, as well as Praise Katukunda and Mase Karunji from Rubanda District, to understand how they feel while traveling by car. Here is what they say. According to the medical superintendent of Rushoroza Hospital and consultant surgeon Dr. Martin Bikogo Muhanji, while traveling by car, for instance, the brain senses motion through several parts of the body, including the inner ear, eyes, skin pressure receptors, muscles, and joint sensory receptors. Dr. Bikogo Muhanji explains that when a person reads in a moving car or sits in a position where visibility outside is obstructed or limited, the eyes see stationary objects inside the vehicle, while the inner ear detects motion. This sends conflicting signal to the brain, as the eyes report that everything is still, but the inner ear says the body is moving. The brain interprets this neurological conflict as an existential threat, similar to poisoning, and as a defense mechanism. The brain's primary response is to expel the perceived toxin by triggering overwhelming nausea and often vomiting.
It happens when the brain receives mixed signals from the eyes and the inner ear. For example, when the vehicle is moving but you're looking at something still, like your phone, the body becomes confused.
Dr. Bikogo Muhanji says motion sickness can often be managed with simple behavior adjustments, such as fixing your eyes on the horizon so the eyes can confirm the movement detected by the inner ear, thereby resolving the sensory conflict. He adds that distraction through music or conversation can also help prevent the condition. Bikogo Muhanji also recommends seeking prescription drugs from trained health professionals before travel when necessary.
The good news is that motion sickness is preventable and manageable. When traveling, try to sit in the front seat, look outside at the road, avoid reading or using your phone, keep the windows open for fresh air, and eat light meals before the journey. People who get motion sickness frequently can also take doctors' recommended medications before traveling, and these drugs are readily locally available. Remember, motion sickness is not a disease, it's simply the body reacting to movement. With the simple steps, your journey can be more comfortable.
For Voice of Kigezi, I'm Abraham Oshabarwa.